weather. It does certainly look a lot cloudier as well.
Coming in slowly, but
yeah,
hopefully it'll pass over.
Yep. Oh. Morning everyone, welcome back to the channel. And if you're new, passing by, thanks very much for stopping. Hope you can join us in the future vlogs. Today me and Richard have come out to Penmaen Mawr. What's the quarry called? Do we know what it's called? Just come up.
I did know what it was called. But
it's Penmaen Mawr anyway.
Yeah.
We've come in search of the engine, which we know where it is. We've been a couple of times before, once from the top, once from the bottom, every time the cloud's been in. But today we're going to get there, aren't we? You can see the cloud moving. It's lovely, actually.
Yeah.
We're not going to be beaten. We're going to get there today. So if you enjoyed that video, that'll be fantastic. We're going to get going. There'll be some drone footage from last week when we were here. And the camera pictures will be up there as well. And we're just going to do our pieces to camera today, show you a bit more about it. So we're going to get moving. So again, we'll pick you up later on, okay? We'll see you then.
See you soon.
Well, we're coming up this path today because didn't see him last time, did we? But
no.
These Cynadda ponies are here today. But I did spot on the way up some fresh manure, which is always a good sign. And sure enough, here, oh, have a lie down, you're tired, son. There you go. Quite tame, although I wouldn't go up and try and stroke them. They're quite happy to see us here, but they might turn if you want to try to get anywhere closer.
A kick in the face ain't...
No, it doesn't go down too well, that, does it? Right, we'll leave them be and get on to our main attraction. Beautiful to see, though. Pick you up later. This is a nice little area.
Mm.
The reeds there, nice little pond. And we've got a building over there with a little bit of machinery still in, which we'll investigate soon. So what do you think this was all about for?
Yeah, well, this is obviously a reservoir, water storage.
Yeah.
The water was used within the quarry
for
whatever reasons. Whether it be for cutting the granite, I'm not sure. There's the older quarry over to the left.
Oh yeah, beyond the that hill line.
Because there's two pumps up here, which...
Yeah. Oh well, we shall go and have a look at this.
Hmm.
Go and have a closer look at this and we'll get back to you soon. 2 seconds. So here we go. So what do you reckon this was then? The part of the pumping system or something?
Yeah. I think I've seen on a picture which is not as over, it's not as overgrown, and it does show you separate cylinders on the other side where...
Yeah, let's go and have a look inside this building then, because there's something in there as well. I don't know if you've seen that. Yeah. There's a pump, there's a thingy coming out here. It's right into that reservoir. Yeah, here we go. That looks like it could be the pumper.
I think that's more of a modern one, where there's that other one we've just seen is the older of the two.
Right.
I think this one superseded it, electric driven.
Right.
Looks like the motor's gone.
Yeah. Oh well, get a few pictures anyway to put up for you. More ponies. Hello. To the top of this there's one coming into view at the top as well, Richard.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we'll go over there, you're okay. Yeah, there's one, another pony. They're quite well spread around tonight, or today I should say. You got Penmon down there. Don't know if you can pick it up with the light picking it out amongst the clouds. And this building here, let's have a look inside here. So you reckon this might have been...
Well, there's definitely been a compressor in here, I think.
Oh yeah, because that...
There's a receiver tank around the other side.
We'll show them that in a minute.
And...
It's all locked up.
Exactly why it's all locked up, I don't know.
Yep.
whether they deem it unsafe, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we'll go and have a look at that then. So this is a compressor, isn't it?
It's what's stored the actual compressed air.
Yeah.
Pressure vessel.
Roof's giving way a bit, but
it's like everything's collapsed.
It's like everything else in these places. And you've got a blast shelter over here, haven't we?
Yeah.
Just show you this.
Blast shelter, yeah.
Because the actual main working quarry is just down there. Here's a blast shelter. Somebody's been bloody camping. Let's just show you the main working quarry. There we go. I don't know if you can make it out, but you can just see the top bit of the yellow digger that we showed you earlier. And it's a lot clearer now. That cloud has just come in and gone.
Lifted.
Yep. Right. We shall now start our descent.
Descent down to...
Yeah. Right, below. We'll pick you up soon. Get back to you. So, another little bit of a ruin. Something down here. I don't know what all these things on the side were. Interesting little hooks here. And a roof on that building there, which we'll have a closer look at. Richard making his way down, one of our friends at the top of the incline. Right, let's have a look on that building over there. Oh, this is the roofed building. And look what we have here. Isn't that great? Great. Right, moving on. Another one, but this one's intact. You can see the hook again. Remains of an old cart. And the other one by Richard over there, the previous one I've just shown you. Nature's taken over, nearly buried. Beautiful view. I do like the colours of those sands and those sands patterns down there. Right, one more level to go down and we're at the main attraction. So we'll pick you up then.
The engine's down here, Mark, if you come and have a look.
All right.
Oh, sat outside its
engine. It's very windy. Get my foot in right and I can have a look. All right, there you go. We've got another drum house, work sheds.
Yeah.
And then the little thing with the funnel on, like the Titanic.
Yeah.
That's the actual engine in the mid-levels. Bit of an old quarry going on here, just the other side of the actual main working quarry. Beautiful view over to the Orme. Very nice, so shall we make our way down then and have a look?
Yeah, we'll potter on down there and get a closer look.
Right, we'll get back to you soon. Turnstile thing there.
Turntable.
Turntable, yeah, that's it. Top of the old winch house. We've got the old tree sticking out into the skyline. Just have a look at these. You can have a better view of the working sheds over here, Richard.
Yeah.
From this side. So I don't think there's anything worth looking in them. Just down here, these work sheds. And then behind it, you've got the old steam engine. Another winch house. And I'm guessing just from around the corner around there, that'll be when we can look down to where we were when we came the first time from the bottom.
Yeah.
Looking up.
Down that, oh, we were looking up.
We were looking up and it looked bloody steep, didn't it?
It is steep. I wouldn't like to go down it, I don't think.
No. No, we'll go and have a look, closer look and pick you up down there again. Look at this low cloud coming in now, Richard.
Just have a look.
Microclimate at Penman Mawr. Wow. Now, as you gathered, this video has been taken over a few weeks, I should say. We came last week, and as you've probably seen on some of the footage, it was clear, bland, blue sky, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Today, we've come up and just shows you the difference in a week. It's still one thing in common though, we still got that bloody wind.
Yeah.
So drone flying is really difficult. It's not impossible. We did do it last week because it still is windy. And I think just around the corner, here we go. This is the steam locomotive engine.
Pen Mine.
Pen Mine, it's called. I think you should be able to see it actually, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. Just on there. And there's a date here, what's that say? 1878.
Yeah.
There we go. Now, I know some people might think, well, it's not much to look at. But we were led to believe there was one intact at Penrhyn Castle, wasn't it, Richard?
Yeah,
but
well, it used to be there.
Used to be is the word, yeah. Because now, what did you say? Did you do research?
From all accounts, it was on loan from the Welsh Highland Railway.
Okay.
So it's apparently moved back there.
Is that Carnarvon?
Yeah, Carnarvon.
All right, yeah.
It's in there. They've got a bit of a railway museum there.
Oh, well, that'd be nice then.
And there's also one at, I don't know whether it's called Dinas Holt or...
Where's that then? Is that...
That's Dinas on the same railway on the
right.
Welsh Highland.
You cannot...
Apparently there's one there on the actual platform, sort of on show.
Right. You've got... I'm a mile down there and you can't see beyond. That mist is really sea mist, is it? Well, I don't know, it's coming off the mountain,
yeah,
isn't it?
Slow cloud.
Yeah. Anyway, we've already had pictures. We'll probably take some more today and we'll see which ones we like the best, because it was quite difficult last week, wasn't it, in that harsh, bright light?
Yeah.
Certain things worked with it, but others maybe not. We'll get back to you after a little chat to finish off. Hope you're enjoying the video. Another old drum house here, Rich.
Yeah.
Got a roof on this one.
I think it looks a little bit more modern, this one, right?
It does look it, really, doesn't
somewhere.
It? Yeah. It's like a bloody train station, this thing. Or a football dugout. Yes, this is the first week we came, when we did it from the bottom. We'd walked up from, you can see the A55 going on down there. We got up as far as those two drum houses there,
yeah,
and we saw this incline, but the mist came in like we're just having now, even though it's not surrounding us at the moment. Seems to have cleared up again a little bit, but so we couldn't even fly the drone, could we? Wasn't worth
no.
It, wouldn't have seen
no,
anything.
It was
we had any
time.
Idea it was going to be here, didn't we?
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it's a nice view down there anyway, so there we have it. Let's do, go and do a bit more. Okay, so hope you've enjoyed the video. As you can see, a little bit different today, Richard, with the weather.
Yeah. We didn't seem to be able to win. The ghosts of the quarry, I think.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's quite nice atmospheric, though. You can see the low cloud drifting in. Just had a quick time lapse, which you've probably just seen for about 10 seconds or so. But, yeah, this is it. As I said, it might not be much to look at, but it's interesting. There's not too many of them around the country, really. There are a few, but, yeah. So, anyway, little chat to finish off this video today. And I was in bed. What I tend to do when I'm off, I'll have an hour in bed and read a magazine. Now, I get a photography magazine into photography. I was just reading... It's more of a question. Do you actually subscribe to a magazine? And then if you do you read it word for word, cover to cover?
Mm.
It's interesting because I got to a part. Basically, that magazine is your equivalent of a camera club, really, because it's got to cover everything, haven't they?
Yeah.
So there's going to be parts, inevitably, that you're going to come across that you're just not interested in. So what do? Skip over them. Miss them. So it begs the question, are magazines actually worth it, particularly if you
you're flicking and bypassing a lot of the articles?
Yeah, you might only end up reading a third of the magazine,
yeah,
or whatever, because
yeah.
I came to a part first of all which is all about portraiture. I'm not interested in that at all.
No.
Then there was another one with the, what they call it, like how to or what have you, like reminders, teaching people. And it was aperture, shutter speed, priority, exposure, etc., etc. Came to a part about lenses, zoom lens and prime lens. Now I'm already saying in my head what they're going to be actually saying. So again, what's the point? Are you still going to read that? You know, because to remind yourself what you already know.
No, anyway, yeah.
As I say, if you're a beginner, that's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, because it will teach beginners this, that and the other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it can be a minefield understanding what's what.
Yeah, but I was just reading, I thought, I'm not interested in that. There's another article down there, I'm not interested in that. I used to subscribe to Outdoor Photography, which is a slightly different format because they're more stories, so they'll interview a photographer. One-to-one, have a question, you know, a few questions fired at them, how you got into photography, what your genre is, what do you class yourself, etc., etc. But even that can be, if it's about a studio photography, you know, that can be a bit boring. Yes, it's a little bit more interesting because it's more of a story and an insight to the background, but you know, so it just begs a question. I scratch my head thinking, how much of this magazine am I reading and previous magazines just dawned on you? You know, are they really worth it? Because what are you going to actually get out of it? Yes, it's something to read. The one I used to subscribe to years back, slightly different though, I suppose it depends on the magazine, obviously, but it was like F1 Racing or Autosport. Now, if you're into that, like I am. They have a little bit about the race that's just gone on, the weekend, or what's coming in. But there's also the stuff behind the scenes that you don't know. You know, like what's going on in the garages, a little bit of the rumour mill, etc. New circuits coming out, etc. So that was a little bit different. You know, them type of magazines, they're justifiable, I think. But sometimes, you know, you're thinking, well, perhaps that's not the magazine that you should be looking at anymore. But do you ever have any magazines and...
Well, I subscribe to a, what you call it, called Readly, which you can download magazines online. I think it's £10 a month.
Is that any magazine you want?
It's not every. They don't cover every single one. There are a few photography magazines and, you know, there's women's magazines and stuff like that. And it covers quite a different, you know, a large field. History, sort of steam engines and stuff like that. And
something if you're interested in,
You know, it's sort of, unless you're going to read quite a few of them, again, it's £10 a month.
That's a lot of money, actually.
It's a lot of money, up, doesn't it?
It might be better sometimes thinking I'll go to the shop and just buy one, but then again, they are about a fiver each these days, if not more now. So that's just a thought, you know, dawned on you thinking, how much of this am I reading? You know, and, even though I do like the magazine, you're thinking, well, the question is, are they, you know, certain magazines at least, are they worth it?
The money.
That's a thought anyway. Right then, I don't think this weather's going to improve.
No.
As in, you know, for the views that you could get up here. I think you would probably, hopefully, have seen them from last week, because we were here last week. Totally different weather, as you've probably seen by the footage in this video. So we'll wrap it up there. Say thanks very much for watching anyway. Hope you can join us next time. And leave that thumbs up. That's all we ask. That'd be fantastic. So until next time, I don't know where we're going, but we're going to be out somewhere, obviously. And wherever it is, you stay safe, have fun. And above all else, keep shooting. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Bye for now.